Yesterday, as just reported, a top leader of a Mexican drug cartel was killed in a military raid. That's seen as the strongest blow to the drug cartels since December. Will it make a reduction in drug cartel activity? Probably not. Drug lords and gang members continue to terrorize much of Mexico. On Monday, four Mexican journalists, including two from Mexico's most powerful television network, were kidnapped while covering a prison protest. As a condition of their release, the captors demanded that a local television station air three short videos of people who are being held captive, accusing local police of working with a major drug cartel called the Zetas. Though the videos were aired on Tuesday, the journalists have not yet been released. And since President Felipe Calderon took office in December 2006, more than 30 journalists have been either killed or have disappeared in Mexico. That makes it one of the most dangerous places in the world to be a reporter. Joining us now, Elizabeth Malkin, Mexico City reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Elizabeth. Do we have Elizabeth?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Can you tell us about this prison protest these journalists were covering when they were kidnapped?
Well, yes, it goes back to a rather stunning revelation about a week and a half ago that the prison basically was the home of a hit squad. Prisoners were released at night, and they went out and carried out massacres in the neighboring city. There were three such massacres, two of them in bars and one of them in a rented party hall. And it appears that, according to federal authorities, the director of the prison and three top prison officials knew about this and authorized it.
And even supplied their guns. Now, the reporters were actually photographing the penitentiary where the prisoners were protesting this arrest. But what do we know about the actual captors themselves? Can we say for sure that they're members of a drug cartel?
Well, it's hard to imagine that they were anything else, or that they were not in some way allied to a rival drug cartel that wanted to show the corruption between authorities and the Zetas. Well, this is an area in northern Mexico that's, you know, being disputed by rival cartels.
And do we have any idea on the status of the journalists? I mean, as I said, they have not yet been released despite having played the videos that were demanded. Do we think they might be released soon?
One of them, according to a report late last night, one of them was released, one of the Televisa reporters. Televisa is the largest television network in Mexico. Two of the reporters were from Televisa. That report has yet to be confirmed, but
it gives us hope.
That's all we know so far.
Okay, Elizabeth Malkin is the Mexico City reporter for our partner, The New York Times. We also have with us Carlos Loria. He's with the Committee to Protect Journalists, a senior program coordinator for the Americas. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning.
As I said, Mexico has become, over the past few years, a very dangerous place for reporters. Is this solely because of the drug cartels?
Well, I mean, yes, Mexico has become one of the deadliest countries in the world for the press. Since President Calderon took office in December, more than 30 journalists have been killed and disappeared in Mexico. As part of an unprecedented wave of violence, according to the Attorney General, more than 24,000 people have been killed in drug-related murders since Calderon took office. So, yeah, we are really concerned about the grave press freedom crisis in Mexico.
Are you also concerned that this the danger and the fear is affecting how journalists cover the drug war?
Definitely. There's a climate of fear and intimidation that has caused devastating effects. And one of the worst effects of this wave of violence is pervasive self-censorship. As crime, corruption, and lawlessness spread, journalists and news outlets are abandoning not only investigative reporting, but basic daily coverage on sensitive issues such as drug trafficking and government corruption.
Well, when you have a place, when you have some of these areas in Mexico where, as you said, thousands of residents are being killed in the crossfire, how do you keep journalists safe?
Yeah, this is a problem that has gone way beyond the press and has become a free expression issue. I mean, the level of violence is not only inhibiting reporters to do their jobs, but is causing Mexicans to, it's impeding Mexicans to communicate between themselves. It's a problem affecting the fundamental right of freedom of expression and clearly undermining Mexican democracy, because many issues of public interest are not being able to be discussed by Mexicans.
That's Carlos Loria with the Committee to Protect Journalists. Elizabeth Malkin of the New York Times, has the Calderon administration said anything about either these kidnapped journalists or the state of affairs for reporters in Mexico?
No, they have not said anything about the kidnapped journalists. There is a National Human Rights Commission, which is an autonomous government body, which did issue a statement on Tuesday, calling on the government to investigate, to do everything it could to bring the journalists back. There is a prosecutor for journalists, but that prosecutor has not been very effective. Many of these crimes remain unsolved, unpunished.
Elizabeth Malkin, Mexico City reporter for our partner, the New York Times, and Carlos Loria with the Committee to Protect Journalists. He's the senior program coordinator for the Americas.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.